Good morning, everybody. It is your boy Sham coming at you with yet another episode of The Boy and the Journey. You guys already know what it is. Happy Monday morning. I hope that you guys are having a fantastic morning so far. Hope that you guys are waking up feeling refreshed. It's a beautiful day. The month is continuing. The year is almost up. And so I wanted to come to you guys with another episode of The Boy and the Journey to share some Monday motivation. I just got a quote for you guys today, but let's get straight into it. I love you guys for tuning in. Let's do it. Yeah, so it's another Monday morning. Normally in the summer, in the springtime, you see sunlight. You have so much sunlight as it breaks or breaches your window pane and enters your bedroom. You have the sound of people outside mowing their lawns, taking care of their lawns. You have the birds chirping, animals making noises, and for some reason it gives you energy. You feel alive. Maybe it's because you know, maybe work's out, maybe you get to enjoy a nice beautiful summer day, you're spending time with friends and family, you have no worries, it's summertime, it's springtime, time is good. Daylight savings was a few weeks ago. The days are shorter. The nights are now longer. The year is almost up. People are thinking about what they've done throughout this year, whether it was good, whether it's bad. I think people are thinking about New Year's resolutions. But on a Monday like today, on a Monday like every day, you wake up and there's no sunshine. There's no birds singing. There's no people outside taking care of their lawns. Why? Because it's cold outside. Ugh. It's cold. It's breezy, it's cloudy, it's gray, and you just feel like staying in bed all day. I know I do. I woke up this morning and I felt like, ugh. Literally just, ugh. But you know, it got me thinking about the differences between summertime, springtime, and now. And what helps us find strength in these moments is thinking about the small things that we have in our life that we should be grateful for, to be thankful for. We should be thankful that we're waking up and taking breath, that we have people in our lives that love us. Think about the things that you have available to you, access to, that other people in different countries don't even have. These small things will give you a feeling of gratitude, will make you believe that there's more to life and there's a reason to get up. Not only that, I found a beautiful quote for you guys that I want to share with you by our friend Charles Dickens. It says, "The sun himself is weak when he first rises and gathers strength and courage as the day goes on." Again, the sun himself is weak when he first rises and gathers strength and courage as the day goes on. Charles Dickens. And so I saw this quote and I wanted to share it with you guys because we can liken ourselves to the sun. We wake up. We have moments of weakness where we feel like we might not make it through the day, where we feel like we only want to stay in bed, where we don't want to get up. Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. Maybe you don't want to go to work, whatever it is. But we're not at full strength. But as the day goes on, as we think about the things that we're grateful for, the things that we're thankful for, as we continue to give ourselves congratulations for the small wins, we do continue to get stronger throughout the day. And not only throughout the day, we prepare ourselves for strength for the next day, for the next morning, for the next time where we're going to feel low, where we're going to feel weak. We might not have the sunshine of the summertime, but we have the mindset and the power of perception to think about where we would like to be now and where we'd like to go now. And so I wanted to share this quote with you guys. I hope that you guys enjoy it. I hope that it rings true for some of you. I hope that it gives you power and it helps you make it through your day. You're strong and you're just as radiant as the sun. You are strong and just as radiant as the sun. And so I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of The Boy and the Journey. I want to say, I hope that you guys find strength as it relates to the weakness that we all feel. I hope that you find strength, find gratitude, but more importantly, I hope that you find peace throughout your day. Enjoy your day. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you guys for listening. I'm out. Peace.